USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Senator Ted Cruz aggressively worked one ballroom, taking selfies and staying for handshakes with donors and activists. For so long, they started collecting the dinner dishes. And Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland, a longtime Trump critic, welcomed other Republicans now calling out Mr. Trump as an electoral loser. The first auditions for the role of leading Trump alternative consumed the Venetian Hotel over the weekend, on stage and off, as nearly a dozen Republican potential presidential candidates tested their strategies and messages days after the former president declared his 2024 candidacy. Overnight in Colorado Springs, a mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub left at least 5 people dead and 18 injured. In a statement posted online, Club Q said heroic customers subdued the gunman and called the incident a hate attack. Delphine Luneau is a human rights campaign spokesperson.
We're talking about just 6 years after the Pulse shooting in Orlando, which took dozens of lives of LGBTQ plus people. It's just really disheartening and frustrating to hear about this kind of violence.
The likelihood of a national rail strike is still possible.
2 months ago, a nationwide railroad strike was avoided at the last second, but it's still on the table as the holidays approach. A new 5-year deal was reached in September, offering workers a 24% raise and other benefits. But unions have argued that the agreement doesn't do enough to improve working conditions. If just one union decides to strike, all unions will honor the work stoppage. If either rejects the deal, a strike or lockout could happen as early as December 9th. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican from Arkansas, sided with the Biden administration's argument that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was protected by sovereign immunity from lawsuits filed against him in the death of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi. What the administration decided this week in granting sovereign immunity to Mohammed bin Salman is in keeping with the practice and custom of lawsuits involving foreign heads of state, Cotton said during an appearance on Fox News Sunday. The Arkansas senator agreed, saying it would have been a major break from those customs to not grant that kind of immunity. Elon Musk announcing Saturday that Donald Trump is welcome to rejoin the platform. The former president had been ousted from Twitter in January of 2021, 2 days after the Capitol insurrection, for what the platform called the risk of further incitement of violence. When he purchased Twitter late last month, Musk had promised to form a council to evaluate the possible reinstatement of banned accounts. House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, appearing on This Week this Sunday morning, saying the move to reinstate Trump is not only unwise, but reveals the unreliability of someone now in charge of one of the world's most popular social media platforms.
It just underscores the erratic leadership of Twitter now under Musk, but also the security concerns with security people fleeing Twitter and what that means for the protection of Americans' private data.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.